Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Department of Justice has rescinded an Obama-era policy that helped open the door to commercial cannabis industries in states like Alaska, where voters have legalized the drug. Cannabis remains illegal under federal law, and Attorney General Jeff Sessions says the Justice Department should return to enforcing it. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports.
Brian Schroeder, the U.S. Attorney for Alaska, issued a statement saying his office will continue enforcing rules that conform to both national and local priorities, especially combating violent crime, including when it's connected to drug trafficking.
It's not the best thing that could have happened to the industry, but it's not the worst.
Jana Weltzien runs a law practice that works with cannabis businesses in Alaska and the lower 48. She says her phone lit up with questions from clients about what the rule change means for businesses that are operating legally under state laws. And she says in her reading of the memo, it leaves discretion about whether or not to press federal marijuana charges to individuals within the U.S. Attorney's office. That, she says, creates uncertainty within the state's cannabis industry and could seriously deter new investment going forward.
But basically what this serves to do is just to stabilize an already, unstable industry.
For businesses that are already legally selling cannabis, the new DOJ memo isn't going to change day-to-day operations just yet.
So I was super disappointed, but not too surprised.
Jane Stinson is one of the owners of Enlighten Alaska, a marijuana retail business in Anchorage, and has been watching federal developments closely. For now, she'll keep following the state's rules and hopes federal prosecutors will focus on more serious crimes.
When we have so many violent crimes out there, why would the DOJ suddenly allow the feds to go after legal marijuana businesses? It's crazy.
Attorney General Jonna Lindemuth says the administration is still evaluating what the decision means for Alaska and has a duty to continue upholding state laws. Governor Bill Walker says the move is disappointing and that he'll work with federal officials and the state's congressional delegation to prevent federal overreach. In response to today's news from the Justice Department, the head of the state's Marijuana Control Board has decided to resign. According to the Associated Press, Soldotna Police Chief Peter Mlynarek says the change removes the foundation upon which the state's industry is built. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
Work to expand North Pole's municipal water system to areas where groundwater is contaminated by a chemical historically leaked from a now-shuttered oil refinery will get underway this winter. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
North Pole's City Council on Tuesday unanimously agreed to award the $52.1 million contract to Exclusive Paving of Fairbanks. Mayor Bryce Ward says it wasn't the lowest bid submitted for the project.
Because of the size of the project and the time frame and the constraints, we really wanted to make sure that the contractor was well equipped to be able to handle such a project with such short timeline.
Ward says he expects work to begin soon, initially around 12 Mile Village and on city property north of the Richardson Highway.
There is work that needs to be done before the ground thaws, so they're going to be out there starting to work here within the next month or so.
The second phase, expected to begin next year, would extend the system into areas along Peridot Road to just beyond Badger Road. The project will pipe water into areas in and around town where the groundwater has been contaminated by sulfalane, an industrial solvent that leaked from the North Pole refinery, operated most recently by Flint Hills Resources. An agreement brokered by the state last year requires Flint Hills to pay for 80% of the project and for the state to pick up the rest of the cost. But Ward says that could change depending on the outcome of a legal fight between Flint Hills and the Williams Company, the Oklahoma-based firm that sold the refinery to Flint Hills in 2004.
But it's still pending. That allocation could change.
The contract is worth just over half of the maximum estimated project cost of $100 million, but Ward says there'll be additional work needed after Exclusive Paving completes its part of the project.
Service connections are going to be something that'll be added on once the system's operational.
The city has scheduled a February 24th open house at the North Pole Plaza Mall to provide more information about the project. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin are drawing investment interest, and that's prompted precautions from state regulators. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
Cryptocurrency prices have been swinging wildly.
People need to understand what it is they're really investing in.
Kevin Anselm wants Alaskans to know a few things about cryptocurrencies before they spend conventional currency. She's the director of the State Division of Banking and Securities.
We're seeing a number of people contacted by sellers of virtual currencies.
Anselm says cryptocurrencies are subject to minimal regulatory oversight. She also says they're susceptible to cybersecurity breaches or hacks, and there may be no recourse should the cryptocurrency disappear. They're not federally insured. Some Alaska businesses accept Bitcoin. One is Alaska Robotics, a Juno comic book and art store. Co-owner Pat Race is glad the state is telling investors to be careful.
Because there are a lot of opportunities for that money to vanish.
Alaskans can contact the division if they have questions about cryptocurrencies. In Juno, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
An art exhibit opening tonight at Alaska Pacific University celebrates microscopic life. As KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, Microbial Worlds bridges art and science.
Microbial Worlds is just the latest collaborative venture for Mary Beth Lee. Lee received a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Creative Dance before going on to graduate school in the sciences, and she eventually became a microbiologist at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Almost a decade ago, she co-founded a consortium project called In a Time of Change. It seeks to celebrate the arts and sciences as complementary avenues for exploring the dynamic nature of the world. But Lee concedes the current exhibit, the fifth in the series, offered some unique hurdles.
Microorganisms present a particular challenge because they're invisible, and you really just kind of have to believe what people tell you. And so I really wanted to help them become their own microbiologists.
Lee did that by offering short courses in labs, calling on 30 of her scientific colleagues to interact with the 14 artists and writers. Once a month for 16 months, the group gathered and visited research sites like Tulik Field Station and Bonanza Creek Experimental Forest. Lee says the process demanded time and commitment, so when she originally issued a call to artists, she hoped for more than talent.
One of the things we were looking for was people who had just a sincere curiosity about the natural world and an eagerness to learn more about how it works and to integrate that into their artwork.
The response generated expressions in fiber art, tiles, sculpture, painting, box construction, dance, and literature. Retired teacher and poet Susan Campbell produced an artist book as well as poems. At a reading associated with the show's premiere in Fairbanks last year, she spoke about the process.
Throughout the past year, every scientific presentation and lecture and field trip that we did, it just sent me off to find out more.
Campbell also read from her work. She says her poem, Make Yourself at Home, tries to capture the inescapable intimacy we unknowingly have with microbes.
This underbelly rich seam of life that coats it, moves through it on gusts of wind, currents of water, these mobile bags of flesh.
Microbial Worlds runs through January at Alaska Pacific University's Art Galleries in Fairbanks. I'm Robert Hannon.
And I'm Dan Bross.